Lakewood going right to left, and we are underway. Man defense for Grandview in the 5A Girls State Championship from the Denver Coliseum. Glad you're with us tonight on ESPN 1600 Denver. Missed shot by Lakewood, and the rebound comes down to Grandview, and now Grandview will push it right up the court. It's Jaden Galloway leading the way at point guard. Lakewood comes out into man defense. Both teams going with man defense, or woman defense, as my sister would correct me. Layup is up and good on the layup. Alicia Davis, great entry pass. She got the position and really sat down on the post. Quickly up the court, Emsbo got the length and she's got the handling skills. Emsbo top of the key, trying to go one-on-one. She's going to take it right, pull up, kick it out to the right corner. It's Kira and Camilla Emsbo.
I want to see how many times you messed that up. They are identical twins.
Thank you.
Good thing they have different numbers, you know. It would have been mean if they went like 21 and 12 or...
I know Max and Finn, but they're fraternal twins.
Yeah, there you go.
6:49 to go in the first quarter. Just underway, the girls' 5A state championship game. Grandview and Lakewood, and Grandview leads early 2-0 as Emsbo hits the first foul shot. That's Camilla Emsbo.
You know, we joke about the twins, but I think the interesting aspect of this game is that Grandview, as athletic as they are, as skilled as they are, I'm not sure that they've faced a team that has literally two twin towers waiting in the paint on every possession. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they attack that.
Just like Ralph Sampson and Akeem Olajuwon, the original twin towers. 2-2 the score after Camille Emsbo hits the foul shots, and Grandview breaks right through the press. Excellent ball movement. Layup, no good. Rebound comes down to Lakewood. And the Tigers are off to the races. That's Hannah Renstrom with the basketball. Quickly up the court. On the left wing is Kira Emsbo. Now top of the key to Jessica Woodhead. Woodhead works off the pick, takes it right. Elbow, kicks it into the right corner. Renstrom. Short shot up and no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Grandview. That'll be Lakewood basketball. 6:18 to go in the first quarter. We are just underway. Lakewood and Grandview for the girls' 5A state championship as Renstrom will inbound it. That ball is stolen right off the inbound by Michaela. 6:10 to go in the first quarter, and quickly, Jaden Galloway just speedy, and a steal. Camilla Emsbo swipes the ball up to Renstrom. Renstrom pulls up at the block, misses the shot, and the rebound comes down to Grandview. Galloway with the basketball to the foul line. Great entry pass inside. That one is up and no good. The shot is missed by Vigil. Another offensive rebound. Put back for two. Five and a half minutes to go. A nice ball cut inside by Camilla Emsbo, moving without the basketball.
Camilla Emsbo. Emsbo twins tip the charts at 6'4", and they are every bit of it. I mean, they're long. They're the quintessential twin towers, I guess, if you want to.
Onionware goes coast to coast that time and backs it in from the, or banks it in from straight on. And Onionware is one of the great athletes on this team.
Headed to UCLA next year.
Emsbo, great move. Lays it up for two.
With the left hand, no less.
Kira Emsbo.
I mean, the way Kira Emsbo and her sister can break down and get into triple threat position and put the ball on the floor.
As tall as they are, they have a great, really, ability to play the guard position if they need to.
Layup up and good for Vigil.
Keep your eye on Vigil. She is the kind of girl that strikes me as a member of the All-Nataro team. Just tough inside, fights every possession, and strong.
8-6, Grandview leading Lakewood with 4:24 left in the first quarter, and there is a steal off the inbound by Galloway, and Galloway is fouled. That would have been a breakaway.
Great anticipation by Galloway.
Team first.
Treviso called on the foul. Grandview basketball, quick inbound. There's a three-pointer from the right wing. That's going to be up and short by Hayden. And the rebound comes down to Lakewood. Quick outlet to Camilla Embsbo. Embsbo has it knocked away, and it will stay with Lakewood. 8-6, Grandview leading Lakewood with 4:11 to go in the first quarter. Reno Notaro and Doug Ottawa with you from Denver Coliseum. Treviso, a lot of dribbling, kicks it out. There's a drive, and the shot is swatted away as Sassy Coleman could not get the shot off. And Grandview off to the races again. They miss on the layup for the breakaway as Onyewer got the steal, but they just couldn't finish on the layup.
Yeah. Might have been partially blocked.
A lot of dribbling from Treviso. That's where you have to get off the ball sometimes. Too much dribbling will get you out of the rhythm.
Well, and we've seen when Lakewood sets up in the half court and they're able to get the ball to one of the Embsbo twins, good things usually happen.
Lakewood on the inbound. Jessica Woodhead will do the honors to Camilla Embsbo. Three-pointer, top of the key, off the rim, no good. That's going to go out of bounds and possession to Grandview.
Good hustle by Treviso. She was almost headed into the press row. Almost caught Neil Devlin right in the laptop.
Don't want to do that. Brown quickly up the court. There's a dish and a foul. Excellent body contact. Onyewer.
She's quite literally, Grandview could run a clear out play for her almost every time down the floor, and the percentages would work out pretty well in their favor. She's that talented of a player. I mean, there's a reason that she's going to UCLA next year. She can score, she can rebound, she can pass. She really does it all.
Onyewer. It's the first. It's 9-6 Grandview with 3:27 remaining in the first quarter. And Onyewer hits the second, making it 10-6. Grandview's going to pick up pressure. Camilla Embsbo on the inbound. And Lakewood gets through the press. Embsbo at midcourt, pulls it back out on the right wing. Looking low, finds Sassy Coleman. Sassy turns and misses. Rebound comes down, and Grandview's going to run it. That's Onyewer. Excuse me, that is not. That is Brown with the basketball, and she is fouled on the drive.
Fouls on the Tigers, number 10, Jessica Woodhead. That's her first.
Woodhead called on the foul that time, and you know, with the speed that Grandview has, we're going to see a lot. There's going to be a lot of fouls.
And I think that's what Lakewood really has to try to avoid, because you don't want to get into a situation where you're in the bonus early, because what can happen is Onyewer can take the ball to the basket at any point, draw a foul, and find herself a way to get to the line. And I think that's what Lakewood really has to try to avoid.
Onyewer takes a seat as Brown misses both foul shots, and Grandview comes close to pulling it out. But Embsbo gets the loose ball. It goes off of Lakewood, and that's going to be Grandview basketball. Soraya Serrano checking in.
Also back in for the Tigers, number 12, Hannah Renstrom.
3:03 left in the first quarter. Really no flow to this game yet.
Not quite yet. I think both teams are feeling themselves out. I mean, I think that Lakewood eventually will figure out a way to get the Embsbo twins a ball on the block more often.
Grandview, no-look pass, and that was Soraya Serrano. Got a little cute on that, and Embsbo caught her, nearly got the steal. Grandview maintains possession. Jaden Galloway, top of the key with the basketball, crosses over, drives into the paint, dishes, ball knocked away, and it's going to be off of Grandview. It'll be Lakewood basketball. 2:45 mark of the first quarter, 10-6, Grandview leading Lakewood here in the 5A Girls State Championship from Denver Coliseum. High in the left wing is Sassy Coleman. There's a whistle and a foul, and you know, you mentioned the Twin Towers. There's not many teams that have that kind of size.
No, they don't. You saw there Lindsey Hudson picked up the foul, but, you know, they're in a man-to-man defense, and Hudson, you know, she's coming in at 5'7". She's trying to guard a 6'4" power forward, and she's got her hands full. There's a reason she had to foul her there.
Emsbo, right corner, up and good. Kira Emsbo hits that three-pointer, and it makes it 10-9. Grandview leading Lakewood by a point. Now Lakewood picking up the pressure. Grandview quickly up the court. There's a hacking foul called against Lakewood.
And that's a bad foul because that was what we like to call a bailout. I mean, you know, there was nowhere to go with that ball, and instead of picking up the steal, they get a cheap foul. And a good call, by the way.
2 minutes and 15 seconds left. Quick inbound. Nobody guarding on the backside. A lot of contact that time, and there's a putback for two. Mikayla Onionware with a very, very strong move after Davis got the offensive rebound. She drew a lot of contact. There was no whistle, and then Onionware puts it back up and in.
She's got 8 of 12 right now for the Wolves.
12-9, Grandview.
Make it 9.
13-9 with 2:11 to go in the first quarter. That's what's so impressive about the Emsbo twins is the way they handle the basketball at 6'4".
Yep.
Bringing it up the court as Kira just did that time. Now dead dribble for Renstrom. She's in some trouble. Gets it to Camilla. Back to Kira. Kira drives baseline. Lays it up. Misses a shot. Gets her own rebound. And Lakewood will start it back up. Kira Emsbo for three. That's no good. Camilla with an offensive rebound. She's double teamed. Tries to step through. The ball is knocked away by Grandview. And Lakewood will keep possession.
There you see Leela Vigil asserting herself in the middle. You just can't move her. She's not going to be moved from the block.
Gabby Hayton checks in for Lakewood. Camilla Emsbo up high. Gives that one off to Woodhead. Back to Emsbo. Emsbo dribbles right into the paint, drives baseline, misses the shot, a lot of contact, and they're going to have a tie ball. That possession will go to Grandview.
I like what Lakewood did on that possession, though. They really forced the issue multiple times, getting the ball to the lane and trying to draw a foul or get an easy layup.
Minute 24 remaining. And quickly into the forecourt. Great dribbling that time. And the bucket is up and good. Hudson with the triple. And that makes it 16-9, Grandview leading. Renstrom with the basketball. Kira Emsbo. Lakewood showing some patience, working it around. A very aggressive man defense by Grandview. Layup is no good. Rebound ripped down by Davis, and Grandview once again off to the races. Onionware up and good.
He's just so strong.
Mikayla Onionware is just so far unstoppable. 18-9 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Lakewood has no answer for her right now. There's a drive by Hayden. Nearly loses the basketball. Kira Emsbo again in that triple threat position. And a drive by Woodhead. Some hand checking, holding foul call, maybe a block.
Fouls on the Wolves, number 13, Kennedy Brown. That's her.
Grandview's going to play that pressure style defense. They don't appear to be overly concerned about drawing the foul. I mean, they like it physical. They want it to be that way.
21.4 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Lakewood basketball. Grandview an 18-9 lead. There's a sweeping shot by Kira Emsbo, and she draws the contact.
Fouls on the Wolves, number 5, Alicia Davis. That's her second.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Lakewood makes any adjustments, or is it just execute the game plan?
Well, the interesting thing to me is that on Thursday night, it was clearly Camilla who was the more dominant offensive player, but today it seems like Kira has taken over and really, and a lot of times it has to do with mismatches and who's guarding whom, but Kira has stepped up and been the force so far this tonight for Lakewood.
And the second foul shot, also no good. So Kira Imsbo missing both foul shots. Clock down inside 5 seconds to go, and there's a steal by Lakewood. Kira Imsbo with the basketball, and the clock runs out in the first quarter. It's been all Grandview here in the first quarter, leading 18-9 in the girls' 5A state championship. We'll take a timeout with them. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Colorado learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
From the Denver Coliseum, I'm Reno Notaro along with Doug Ottewell. Welcome to the third of our four championship games on Championship Saturday. This is the girls' 5A matchup between Lakewood and Grandview. And as we start the second quarter, it's been all Grandview, 18-9, leading the Lakewood Tigers. And we've got a whistle away from the basketball. It's like that's going to be a blocking foul.
Now, you keep your eye on Vigil because she is a physical player. She's a strong player. But she also has just a little bit of fire that can get her in trouble at times. And that was one of those instances. She basically just went straight through that screen instead of over it or under it. She just mowed it over.
Well, coaches do say go through the screen.
Yeah, she went through it. She was listening.
Woodhead looking for the inbound. Great cut and pass as Woodhead hits Renstrom for two. And that's what Lakewood needed. 18-11 in our score. Galloway with the basketball as Lakewood, it looks like they've dropped into a zone, and there's a steal on the tip, and that's Renstrom with the tip, tries to go coast to coast, but loses it out of bounds. However, that was knocked away by Kennedy Brown.
Grandview guards having a challenge because the Imsbo twins are playing high up in the zone. They're getting their hands in all kinds of passing lanes.
The inbound to Kira Imsbo, crosses over, tries to dribble, but pulls it back out. And Grandview continues a very aggressive man-to-man defense. Kira Imsbo on the left wing. Sister Camilla on the right side. Camilla tries to dribble and loses the basketball. Stolen away by who else? Onionware. She is off to the races, coast to coast. Dishes and great block as Leah Behill was going up for the shot.
Out of nowhere, really.
Yeah, Kira Imsbo just comes out of nowhere and swats that away. 7:01 remaining. Nice crowd here tonight for the girls 5A. Vigil swings it left. Grandview working it around, nearly losing it out of bounds. The ball tipped around and picked up by Lakewood. Lakewood has the advantage, but they didn't see it. Woodhead did not see the advantage. Kira Imsbo on the left wing. She'll dribble to the elbow, get it up top. Woodhead. Woodhead, one dribble. A lot of one dribbling and dead. Nice entry pass. The layup for two. Excellent play by Gabby Hayden to put
nice
that
touch.
One in.
Gabby Hayden, size 12 shoe, Reno. I learned that before the game. That's impressive.
That is very impressive. That is very impressive. 6:20 to go. I wear a 13. So
well, she planted that size 12 in the lane and went straight to the rim, and it worked out pretty well.
It did. 18-13, Grandview leading Lakewood. There's a drive and a dish. Vigil could not hold on to it. And Gabby Hayden with the basketball. Now Hayden gets it to the point guard, Renstrom, who walks it up, gets Lakewood into their offense. There's a drive top of the key. Kick it out left side, Woodhead, and a holding call against Grandview. Lakewood wound down right in front of Casey.
Brown's on the Wolves, number 13, Kennedy Brown.
Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. No, we'll take a break. We'll take a break with them. 5:57 to go in the second quarter. Girls 5A state championship from the Denver Coliseum. Grandview 18, Lakewood 13. It's championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
KEPN Lakewood, Denver.
KKFN. It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Colorado so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Along with Doug Ottewell, I'm Reno Notaro from Denver Coliseum. 5:57 to go in the second quarter of the Girls 5A State Championship between Grandview and Lakewood. Grandview leading Lakewood 18-13. And step